Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Jordan Kraus. I'm the CEO of Tucson Country Day School, and this is the Creating the Future podcast. Let's face it, the public school system is simply an outdated test prep machine. The schooling experience for the majority of students around the country is designed to maximize seat time so that a prescribed curriculum can be efficiently delivered and tested in preparation for high-stakes state testing. Schools and districts are labeled based on performance on this standardized test, giving the public an easy means of judging a school's quality. As long as these annual state tests carry the weight they do in terms of school grades and what it means for funding and supports and public opinion, schools and districts have to play the game. What game? The test prep game, where tested subjects are prioritized and everything else minimized. Where students are taught to think like a computer so they can take a test that'll be scored by a computer. A game where there isn't time to establish community, connection, and a deep sense of belonging. A game that teaches shortcuts, delivers quick fixes, and values answers more than questions. We live in a technologically rich world, a world where many school-age students and most adults carry a device in their pockets 24/7 that is exponentially more powerful than the guidance computer NASA used for the Apollo 11 mission that landed us on the moon. You see, technology makes old things easier, but should make new things better. I can ask Siri, or Alexa, or ChatGPT, for example, answers to any question on a standardized state exam and get an answer in the blink of an eye. So if the primary purpose of school is to have students memorize things for a test that can be easily and efficiently answered by the devices in our pockets, well, I think we're doing our students a huge disservice. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe students need to learn to read and write and know history and speak a second or third language and think like a scientist and understand basic math concepts. What's missing is the application of these skills into an experience. Into a project that has relevance to the student and, ideally, an impact on their community. At Tucson Country Day School, we're changing the game. We're creating the future. Instead of focusing solely on teaching and testing, our program emphasizes learning by doing. Children and teenagers are much more capable than we often give them credit for. Yet, students spend most of their K-12 schooling being told what they're going to learn, where they're going to learn it, how they're going to learn it, with whom they're going to learn it, and when they're going to learn it and be tested on it. That's all planned out. Clearly, we don't believe in young people enough to make decisions and have some autonomy. Yet, when students graduate high school as young adults, this tightly controlled, pre-planned schooling experience is supposed to prepare them to lead a full life in a world full of complexities and possibilities. At TCDS, we believe our students are capable of creating the future. Education Week recently surveyed executives at some of the nation's leading companies, and they asked what these executives want and expect from today's K-12 students when they're eventually hiring them. Frequently mentioned by these executives were agility and cognitive flexibility, teamwork and collaboration, coaching and fostering inclusiveness, growth mindset and resilience, self-regulation, self-motivation and self-awareness, problem-solving, critical thinking and strategic thinking, technological skills and coding, and learning to learn. Let's be frank, in our nation's test prep model of schooling, these aren't valued skills, but clearly they should be. So, what's Tucson Country Day School doing about this, and why do we have a podcast? We're creating the future by emphasizing the need to have students create stuff. Make things using the skills and knowledge they're learning at school, home, and in their lives. Here's the cool thing about focusing on students continuously engaging in projects. Not only are they applying and honing their academic skills, they're also developing their social skills as they collaborate with peers and experience the inevitable challenges of making things together. So, project-based learning provides the ideal conditions for every student to be adequately challenged, connected, inspired, and to see that learning has relevance and is fun. This podcast exists in order to tell this story of how TCDS is changing the school game, serving students of today and together creating the future. Thanks for joining the journey.